Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, Dirty's not here, but B. Scott.
That's right.
Show and crazy-ass Collins in the building. As T. Mill is out.
Where does this crazy come from, man?
It just came to me. Hey, man, sit back and just accept it now. All right? Crazy-ass Colin is in the building, and we are in the building. That is the latest. We are here. Boomer Jacks in Webster. Give it up again. We're having a good time out here. People are buying other people's shots for some reason, but we're having a great time out here. And by the way, Clint, if you are listening, Kim is on your ass now. Kim said, I've been waiting for y'all to come to my side of town, and where the hell is Dirty Red? All right. You're going to have to make that up. Kim is hot. Shout out to Kim and everybody else who's come out. We've had a good time again. Still, if you're in the building or you're on your way, because it's only 5 o'clock, we'll be here till 6, you can still win our big prize, a pair of tickets to the Texans-Colts game, which hopefully matters. A pair of tickets.
We'll see.
Yeah, you're right. But a pair of tickets to the Colts-Texans game coming up later on. You can win that. Put a ticket in our raffle box, and you got a chance to win those tickets. And if you are in the building and you've not grabbed one of our commemorative glasses, we do have one for the drive. Those are free. Those you can just walk up and grab and take home with you. We're doing a full set. There's one from Payne and Pendergast, one from In the Loop, one from the drive, one from Area 45. You have a chance to win those. All right, let's get down to it. B. Scott, the final injury report, at least the final of the week right now, is out, and we'll let you know where we are with the Texans because they did add a couple more to the injured list. We knew on Thursday, D'Amico Ryans, the head coach, spoke to the media and said that C.J. Stroud, Jalen Petrie, and Kyahmi Fairbairn would be out of this game. They missed the last game. They would be out. Those two, Stroud and Petrie, still in concussion protocol. And then Fairbairn struggling with that right quad. But there is an addition. Harrison Bryant.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Damon Arnett.
Well, I was going to get to it. Harrison Bryant, more important of the two.
Damon
had a hell of a tackle.
What happened to Damon Arnett, man?
He had a hell of a tackle on special teams. One of the only few people who got tackles on special teams. Anyway, Harrison Bryant, who has been the backup tight end, he is out of this game. He has not practiced all week, a neck shoulder issue. And then, as Brandon said, Damon Arnett, he is out with an ankle injury. He just showed up on the
injury report. Yeah, just popped up on there. I don't know where.
He messed himself up there. Ed Ingram, who missed last game with the knee, he was limited today, but he is listed as questionable. Jakob Johnson, the fullback, is questionable. And then Cade Stover, so that's important. With Harrison Bryant out, Cade Stover has practiced all week. He's been a full participant the last, I think.
Just today.
Was limited, but been a full participant today. He is questionable. You would assume he probably goes in this thing. Other good news, there is no designation for Dalton Schultz, who practiced for the first time this week. He was a little sick in the shoulder. He will go. No designation under him, and everybody else should be a go in this game. Harrison Bryant is the new one. Cade Stover back. Is this that works, right? That swap out, that yep. feels like it. And Cade Stover, if he's the Cade Stover that he was before he got injured,
yeah.
it's actually an upgrade over this.
I'm so glad that you actually said that, because I didn't have the heart to say it in the previous segment when you were saying that there's nothing positive that could happen, because I didn't feel like this was significant enough to bring up to that point. But I do think that if you can get Cade Stover back into the mix, that's a small incremental positive that you could point to for the Texans. Even if, like you say, Cade Stover and let's say Harrison Bryant does come back, might we see the end of or maybe a limiting of this jumbo package? Maybe they don't feel like they need to do that as much, even though they found some success with it. So Cade Stover as kind of this underrated missing element to their offense, I don't want to overstate it, but I do think that there's something there.
Yeah, so that is that's the injury report from the Texan side of things. Xavier Woods is the only player, the starting safety for the Titans. It doesn't matter. But the starting safety for the Titans.
No, he's not going to save him.
He missed several games here. He is out. But Jeffrey Simmons is listed as questionable. And Cam, a.k.a. Calvin Ridley, he is also listed as questionable with the hamstring. Again, they're going to come in and get their asses kicked at home, so it really doesn't matter. But I am just giving you
they are not. So you're saying they're not an Xavier Woods away from being able to beat the Texans or anybody for that matter?
They are a half a quarter from throwing it in. They get Davis Mills and company goes down and drives it in for a touchdown, and they get a stop. It's over.
There's the positive that you missed. The rivalry that you're talking about, the hatred that exists between the Texans and the Titans.
I get it.
The possibility and likelihood of putting your neck or putting your foot on the neck and on the throat of your rival. Throwing salt in the wood. Insult to injury.
You're right.
Drowning them bastards, if you will.
Do something to where Hannah McNair has the ability to show her ass.
Yes.
Like, do something, because Hannah show will.
Give Hannah a reason.
Give her a reason.
Give Hannah a reason to gritty right in front of the 80 Amy Adams Strunk box or whatever, wherever she watches the game.
I want her to stand up for the box she's watching, and I want her to stand up and point towards Amy's box the way Gary Bertier pointed to that coach on Remember the Titans.
Yes.
Just point to her. Yeah, give her that. Yeah, we could do that. Yeah, add to it.
So that would be good.
So they can show their ass. But outside of that, it's
not much. So, not much happening.
Yeah, Cade Stover looks like he'll be back. Harrison Bryant added to the list of players who will be out.
The fake Oilers.
5 o'clock fire.
I see you, Colin. Feeling good over there. All right, tonight, Tyler's not here, but his favorite NBA Cup play. There is nothing that gets Tyler Milner more excited than NBA play cup tonight.
Oh, the Rockets. He's cuddled up next to a TV right now.
He is. Yeah, he's in Nashville, but he doesn't, because he left at 7. How drunk is Tyler right now? Ooh. He left at 7.
Incoherent.
But he is going to find his way to a TV to watch this NBA Cup. He's told me something about them floors gets him going. The Rockets host the Blazers tonight at Toyota Center. To me, this is another one of those teams. Obviously, it's 82 games, and you have kind of ups and downs. But to me, this is another one of those teams that the Rockets are a better basketball team at home and they should take care of. And to me, what I love about watching the Rockets, and I think this is another game where this continues, is they just have so many answers that they can bring to the table, where you look up there and there is no team in the league that is more primed to having 5-6 guys in double figures more than the Rockets.
Yeah, they don't have they're the number one offense in basketball right now. They don't have a weakness offensively to speak of, and their weakest offensive player provides offensive value for you in Steven Adams. Like, Steven Adams and I guess you could say Amen Thompson is the only two guys that can't shoot, but obviously Thompson is who he is. We understand that. And then Steven Adams creates all of these extra opportunities for you to shoot the basketball. So they don't have, really to a man, a weakness offensively, and everybody is either a star or a star in their role so far. When they play a game like this against the Portland Trailblazers that you expect them to win, the thing that I'm looking out for are the others, the guys like Reed Shepherd, who has come up big in the last few games, the Tari Eason's of the world, the other guys around Kevin Durant, Alperen Şengün, and Amen Thompson. That's what I want to see. I want to see how they play in a game like this.
Let me how many guys on this team are you comfortable saying any given night, like realistically, not like crazy, any given night can give you 20?
Let's count them. Let's go. Obviously, Amen Thompson, Alperen Şengün, Kevin Durant. I think that Jabari Smith Jr. can give you 20 on any given night. I think that Reed Shepherd can give you 20 on any given night. I've gotten a 5 already. So there's at least 5. Tari Eason, if he's shooting threes the way he has on most games that are not the Milwaukee game or the first two games of the season, that's 6 guys right there. That's 6. At least 6, and I might even be leaving somebody out. But I'll give you 6 right there. And then Dorian Finney-Smith obviously hasn't played yet.
He gets back,
and he's not healthy. But I would even throw him in there as a potential seventh.
I'm with you. All those guys you named, it's not like, oh, wait.
No.
They just went crazy. Like, they can go and
can
score.
Legit give it to you, yep.
And that's the thing that the Rockets bring to the table is, all right, I'm going to take away Kevin. First off, you can't fully take him away. But then, like, Kevin and Şengün are two guys that just teams just don't have matchups for. Right. Hell, we watched the Spurs, and they got the best defensive player in the sport.
Yeah.
In Wemby. And
we watched the Bucks try to guard Alpi with Giannis at the end of the game, and he put him in a blender.
And he still gets what he wants to get.
Yeah.
Before we move on, because I know with the Rockets we could get going. Have you done this? I've had to adjust how I watch the Rockets in defensive basketball. Like the way that they play defense. They're an offensive team now.
Yes.
And when you watch them and you play defense, because it's so hard, they were built on like gritty toughness. They'll make this sucker 101-98.
Yep.
They're going to do this. They'll run. They're an offensive team now.
Yeah.
And
I like it better here.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I like it better here.
When you swap out Dylan Brooks for Kevin Durant and you put Reed out there, it's great. But defensively, they're more of a, all right, well, we got to get stops. We're going to get them.
Yeah,
but I've had to adjust. It took me a little bit, but I had to adjust. Like, all right, this is an offensive. This is like Golden State. Then they'll get stops when they need to get stops.
Well, I think they'll be an even better defensive team when they stop running that damn zone.
To protect people, man.
Yeah, like it's Syracuse or something. Like, so you gotta sometimes let somebody go out there and sing. Maybe you can't switch with Reed Shepherd. No, not maybe. You can't switch with Reed Shepherd. Okay, fine. But all of this zone defense, like you're playing your high school varsity or like it's Syracuse or somebody. Look, that's an NBA team on the other side.
Nerve here.
Oh, well, I'm just saying, like when they played the Mavs, they beat the Mavs. But P.J. Washington was killing that zone. They lost to the Spurs and gave up all of those offensive rebounds to the Spurs because they weren't boxing out, because they weren't man-to-man. Stop playing that damn zone defense and you'll be a better defensive team.
And they're not always connected. Like
they don't know what they're doing out there half the time.
Like I remember a critical point in the fourth quarter of that Spurs game, they gave up a wide-open three.
Yeah.
And then in the next possession, they gave up a dunk.
Well,
and this is late in the fourth quarter of that game.
Yeah, and not to get too technical, but it's because it's a quasi zone. Like they're playing zone, but sometimes they're matching up. Like they're going from zone to man, and it's confusing as I say it, and it's confusing for them to actually go out there and do it.
Both of those plays I'm talking about, it was Reed. Reed was confused, and I say, well, hell, man, I'd rather Reed get his ass kicked 1-on-1.
He is a liability.
Maybe, but I'm just saying, maybe you know somebody, a shot blocker, will help him.
Yeah.
On the way, other than, oh, what the hell am I supposed to do here? He just left people wide open.
Yeah.
All right, Rockets tonight. We'll see if they can get another win as they face a Blazer team that's been a little frisky this year. They should beat them, though.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, it's been awards time in Major League Baseball. You surprised, by the way, Hunter Brown finished third in the Cy Young?
No, that sounds about right. Sounds about right.
I knew Crochet had a really good year, and we talked a lot more Hunter Brown.
Yeah.
Than him, but that was one, and he wasn't, and he was pretty far back.
Yeah, right? Yes. I mean, Scuba was obviously.
Yeah, we didn't not no surprise there.
Yeah, and I think everybody else was kind of fighting for second place. Hunter finishing third, I think that's right about the place where he should have been.
You get that now, extra comp pick.
Yeah. What is that about? They're just giving picks for no reason. Yeah. I just like finish third, you get an extra pick. Like, okay.
Well, don't nobody know how to draft anyway in baseball. So,
but yeah. The MVP award goes in the AL to Aaron Judge. He was the AL MVP for the third time in 4 years. And then Shohei Ohtani is the unanimous winner for the fourth MVP in 5 years. So those two guys have shown to be the best players in baseball. I've got an issue. I think Aaron Judge and Ohtani are the best players in baseball.
Yeah.
Now, Bobby Witt's coming. Personal, a little bit too there.
If you say so.
But Bobby Witt.
I agree with you. I agree with you, man. I love me some Bobby Witt Jr. Hey,
so is Cam Smith, guys.
Okay, I'm not even going to go down. That felt like a texter right there. All right? That felt like a texter right there. Anyway.
Jeremy Ping is knocking down that door.
You almost got me. Listen, I got no problem with Ohtani, although Schwarber had a hell of a year as well with the Phillies. And I think they were the number one seed. I think they had the best record. Oh, I'm sorry, the Brewers did. But they were the number two seed. But I got a problem. I thought Cal Raleigh should have won the MVP.
I've seen a lot of people on this.
What he did in catching every day, like, and when I say that, this is not a, hey, you know, he probably caught like 155 games this year.
Sure.
Right. There wasn't a lot of, hey, man, go DH or go, you know, he caught a lot. And I don't know. Aaron Judge is great, but I thought to me, if you took Cal Raleigh off of that team, and I know Julio had a good year. He was first team all MLB. They're really trying with that. But I think if you take him off that team, like I just don't think Seattle is anywhere close to where they are. And to me, yes, the Yankees aren't as good, obviously, if you take Judge off. But they had other guys that did things, and their pitching was really good this year. I don't know, man. I'm not going to go off or go crazy, but it felt like to me that Cal Raleigh was the best player in the American League.
Yeah, I thought Aaron Judge was the best player during the season when this discussion was being had in real time, and I still feel that way. I get all of these arguments that people are making about Cal Raleigh doubling up, catching, and hitting all of those home runs that he did, and it was an incredible season. But when you break it down and you can kind of go look at some of the numbers, there just wasn't really much. I think aside from really just the home runs.
And the RBIs and the
right. Well, I think the home runs and the RBIs are kind of connected there, so I just put those together. But if you look deeper into the numbers, for the most part, Aaron Judge just flat out was the better player. And if you want to grade on the curve of the catching, that's fine. I think it does do Cal Raleigh a disservice that we don't really have a great way of quantifying catching. People don't necessarily really understand the metrics behind it. And it's just a hard thing to quantify. You kind of just say it, oh, we caught every game. And then you're supposed to be impressed by it. But if you just look at it kind of just empirically, I feel like Aaron Judge was the better player. And there really, for me, isn't much controversy here.
I'm not going to fight you for it. All right? I'm not losing my mind. Like the people with Davis Mills. I'm not losing my mind there. But I don't know. It felt like Cal Raleigh, it was his year. All right, coming up as we continue here. Again, speaking of Davis Mills and C.J. Stroud, I do not think in any way that Davis Mills should be in anybody's conversation about replacing C.J. Stroud. It is dumb to me. I just want to be honest. I'm not saying you're dumb, but it is dumb to me.
Maybe.
But I think there may be one potential thing we've got to look at that Davis Mills may do better than C.J. That's a good ass tease, y'all. I'm sorry, man.
Y'all come on back.
I'm sorry. We'll do that next.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
An Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Boomer Jackson Webster, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Good time being had here. All right. Again, no more shots for the host. It's a good
just
time.
One more.
No, no. Hey, look here now.
One more.
Got a big baseball game tonight, playoffs. Shout out to the Gators. Let's get it done, baby. You got this, Grayson. All right, you got this, fellas. Come on now. You got hey, big game tonight. Big game tonight.
Like, what is he talking about? I'm thinking NBA Cup. This boy talking about baseball.
No, man, I'm talking about seeing
Little League.
Seeing a Little League, baby. Nah. You got a big game tonight now.
Well, hey, real quick, though, shout out and good luck to all the Texas high school football teams
that
are starting the playoffs today. I know some of them already started. I know Katie started yesterday. But good luck to everybody, and congratulations to those that are further in their academic and athletic careers in the college that committed over the past couple of days.
Congratulations to them. But again, yeah, Siena Gators. Let's go now. Big one tonight now. All right, let's get to the championship game tomorrow. Let's do it. All right, man, need a big one from you, Austin. Let's go. Let's do it. Have a good time. But no, man, we're having fun out here. Coming up, if you're in the building or on your way, we are going to announce our winner of the Texans tickets, courtesy of our good friends at Houston Ford Dealers. So if you have not gotten a ticket for your chance to get into our raffle to win tickets, you may want to do that right now, because as soon as this segment ends, we will announce our winner. All right, it's been a good time. Go ahead, order you some drinks, tip your bartender, tip your waitresses. It's been a fun time, and you can continue. We'll be here till 6 o'clock, but you can stay here long past that. A good time is being had out here. All right, B. Scott's in. Clint is out today. Tyler is risking it all, is out today. Colin is, you heard there, is in the building as well, holding it down. It's been a good time. All right. Again, I want to make this clear. I think it is silliness about people with the, hey, let's run with Davis over CJ. I think it's silliness. The minute that CJ Stroud is not – having symptoms and is cleared to go, he needs to be the starting quarterback for the Houston Texans because he by far gives you the best chance to win. Now, that doesn't mean he's perfect.
Mm-mm.
And I'm listening to Davis Mills this week, and this may be something that Davis is doing better than C.J. Stroud. And I do, for this game, hell, it don't matter. Just like the Baltimore game, which I compared this to, I mean, I think Nico had like 40-something yards. It doesn't matter. But for moving forward, this is a major, major deal the rest of the way if they're going to make a run. This was Davis Mills talking about Nico Collins and what teams are doing to Nico Collins.
I mean, it's a lot of fun. Nico's a playmaker. I think he's a pretty much a mismatch against everyone they put on the other side. I think a lot of defenses starting to get him into a lot of cloud coverage, double coverage over top of him, and they find ways to take him out of the game. But anytime they don't, we're looking to find a way to get him the ball. And, I mean, he's grown a lot since 2021 when we were rookies. And I just wish the best for him and continue to light up the league.
As he sat there, we're seeing him teams try to take him away. Mm-hmm. Talked about that cloud coverage to that person who's played before. You probably maybe you know what that is. But but teams are definitely trying to take him away, and they should, right? I mean, who else on the Texans do you feel that you need to pay more attention to than Nico Collins? But it seems like teams have been doing that all year, which we thought would be the case when there's no Tank Dell, there's no Stephon Diggs, and they've got young receivers that haven't been proven. Well, I will say this. It does seem like, Brandon, that Davis Mills seems to have better success at getting Nico the ball. Mm. Right? We're watching the same offense. I'll just say the last two games, and Davis Mills played seven quarters, roughly, of the last two games. I know CJ, he got injured at like the 12, 13-minute mark of the second quarter. So he's played seven quarters. In the game against Denver, Nico had seven catches, 75 yards on 11 targets. He had two targets and one catch while CJ was in the game. So the rest of the way, he targeted him nine times and had eight catches. In the Jags game, Nico had 15 targets on seven catches for 136 yards. And really, to be honest, he missed him. He probably had another touchdown that he missed him on.
He did.
He had 15 targets. In the last two games, Davis Mills has targeted him 24 times. That is something that CJ, I think, needs to pick up. That needs to be a part of things that, like to me, I don't think it's a coincidence. I honestly think there are times that Davis Mills is saying, I am looking there first and I'm going there.
Yeah.
I know what the read is, but I'm looking there because that's where I trust. And I do think that is something that CJ can improve. I don't think that the lack of Nico getting as many touches, and I think it's proven here, is all on Nick Caley.
Yeah, I don't know if it's all on Nick Caley, but I do feel like it's more so on what Davis Mills was talking about earlier in that quote, like earlier in that audio where he's talking about how teams are doing a good job with the cloud coverage and double coverage of them. And then when they don't, that, and I'd be interested to kind of go back and look and see how many times – did they get off of that? How many times did they kind of go away from that in the times that Davis Mills has been out there? But I would point out kind of in C.J. Stroud's defense that in some of his best games of the year so far have been ones where, whether it's coincidentally or not, where he's done a really good job of spreading the ball around. The games where eight or nine different guys got catches. And I was okay with that result too. Like I'm all for feeding Nico and featuring Nico and getting the most out of your number one receiver. But I thought C.J. Stroud had done a good job of finding the open receiver or going to where the play properly dictated for him to go as opposed to force-feeding Nico Collins. I actually think that it's more of an indication with Davis Mills, of him being a more limited quarterback, of having to go to the surest of things that they have out there as opposed to going to the plethora of weapons that they supposedly have out there.
I think
C.J. Stroud is just probably doing a better job of distributing the football.
I think C.J. should embrace some of that going to the clear thing.
I don't know because that he's not. That's what I'm saying, though. I don't know that he's not as much as it is the opposing defenses have recognized, hey, they're Nico or bust. They don't have a whole lot out there. Xavier Hutchinson might be their second best receiving
option. But you don't think
they're
doing it against Davis? Like Davis?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I have not studied it well enough. Maybe my guy who talked about you not playing, maybe he can come tell me exactly the snap counts and the X's and O's of it all. I'm not exactly sure. But I do feel like that it's wise to spread the ball around if Nico is being bracketed. And then if he's not, I think that Davis Mills has done a good job of finding him.
But I think one of the differences we saw, again, I want to make this very clear. I do not think Davis Mills should be in this game if C.J. Stroud is healthy. Clearly. All right. But I think one of the things we have seen is the 49er game and the Raven game come to mind when you say, I think some of C.J.'s best games is when we've seen him spread it around. Well, they were in control offensively. They were in rhythm. They were those games, they were getting almost whatever they wanted. In some of the games where they have then struggled and teams have really kind of stifled them, I think at that point, kind of like I think where the Texans were late in the game, where, all right, man, we got to go.
Yeah.
Like, I think in that case, when trouble is there and you got to make plays, I think he's got to find and go that route a lot more. Yeah. I'm not saying he's incapable of doing it. I've watched him do it. Hell, I remember 2 years ago against the Colts, they didn't have nobody else out there. They had a rookie in Hutchinson that was the other guy because everybody else was hurt. His ass was finding him and getting it to him. Again, I think it's not a coincidence when they're coming back, he was force-feeding and getting the ball over to Nico and he was making plays.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I just can't separate the visual of, because I've been here for all of it, of Davis Mills early in his career throwing balls that were way too high for even Nico Collins' tall ass to catch.
That Broncos game. That's one that Tyler went to.
And then on top of that, all of the success that C.J. Stroud and Nico Collins have had leading up to this point, I cannot separate. My mind cannot fully understand the idea that for whatever reason C.J. Stroud wouldn't be looking to find Nico Collins enough. I understand that Nico hasn't had a big enough year and that they haven't found each other enough, but to me, it can't be something that, like, is either on purpose or something that C.J. is not doing. To me, it's got to be that the players are dictating it.
All right, coming up, we'll do our Friday finish, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. You can jump in on this. The Texans will win if they do what? And we'll do our predictions. Colin, we'll hear what your prediction is, too. We'll do our predictions. You can send yours in as well as we continue right here on a Football Friday Live from Boomer Jacks here in West.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Can you take care of your family? Do you get the compensation that you deserve?
It's an Academy
Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Boomer Jackson Webster, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back. We are live here on The Drive. Shout out to everybody who took the time to come out. Congratulations to our winner. She won a pair of tickets to the Texans-Colts game. We are out every single Friday. Check out sportsradio610.com to find out our next events. And also follow us on Twitter and on Instagram, everywhere you can find out where we will be. We're out every Thursday and Friday, and every single football Friday. We're hooking you up with tickets. We're hooking you up with Academy Sports and Outdoor gift cards, and you can be a part of that. Again, shout out to the staff here at Boomer Jacks in Webster. They have been fantastic the whole way, and we've had a great time at this venue as always. And shout out to our promo staff. Give Tia a hand. Tia did a great job.
Shout out to Tia.
Well, shout out to Tia as they always work hard. And then our guy Andy. All right, he's that old white guy that knows the weather and watches the news all night long. He is our engineer. He's kept us on the air and kept us on YouTube and Twitch. Give Andy a hand. He's been fantastic today. And our guy Colin filling in for T. Mill, who is pressing his luck in Nashville right
now. Pressing all of our luck, David.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Colin, who has kept us on the air, has done a great job filling in. We appreciate you as always. Coming up behind us as we get done here, Texans All Access, Mark Vandermeer, John Harris, they've got it. D'Amico Ryans, the head coach, if you're riding around, he will be live as soon as we get done. You'll be able to hear from D'Amico. And then Area 45, the fellas get going. Are you rolling on that tonight, Colin?
No, it's going to be Joe.
Ah, Joe's in. I was wondering if Colin was going to say, yeah, man, I'll work this whole thing on out. Area 45.
I want to go home, man.
There you go. Yeah, get you some rest, man. Get you. You got a lot of college football apparently to watch tomorrow.
Well, you know my Bearcats play against Delaware at Shelly State of Delaware.
Are we gonna get that second win of the season, Colin? Are we gonna get that number two win of the season, man? What's up?
Well, the fact that it's my birthday tomorrow, I hope so.
It's your birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday to Colin, huh?
There we go.
Happy birthday to Colin. You waited too late to let us know.
I'm getting old, man. I'm turning 25. I'm getting old.
Good for you, man. I hope you get something tomorrow, man. That's Colin's birthday for him.
I'd love to be 25 again.
Oh, man.
25 is so good. Yeah. I was so poor.
Yeah. No, don't look at me so crazy. Broke. Don't keep looking at me crazy, Reggie. Yeah, I hope Colin gets something tomorrow. I said that. 25, I hope he does. Spread them wings. And everything else. All right. Area 45, Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton coming up behind us. All right. Before we get to T-Mill's best bets, by the way, he is 0 for 10 the last 2 days. T-Mill's best bets. Let's text in 713-572-4610. The Texans will win if they do what? For you, B. Scott, get us started. The Texans will win if they do what?
The Texans will win if the defense simply played. If the number one ranked defense would. Which the Texans have, simply just plays like a top five, top eight defense. So the Texans will win if the defense just shows up and plays true to form. We talked about this earlier in the show, but I truly believe this, that the Texans can simply win this game off the strength of their defense alone. Look, we understand a couple of weeks ago when they lost to the Denver Broncos, they couldn't score a touchdown worth of damn. I don't even think they need no touchdowns to win this game. The defense can win it on their own. Now, we want to see the offense move the ball. We want to see them dominate. We want to see them up by two scores, like I said, as soon as they possibly can be. But at the very least, the defense shows up. The Texans do not have an excuse to not win this game or to lose this game. I'm picking the Texans 28, Titans 9. Texans 28-9.
28-9. All right, you got them scoring 9. All right, as I see some people texting in, the Texans will win if they do. What? Someone texted in, the Texans will win if Woody Marks has 80 yards rushing and 30 yards receiving.
I wouldn't be mad at that.
Yep. That's very similar to what he did in the first matchup. The first matchup, he hurt the Titans running the football. That was kind of his coming out party. And then they just said, no, let's chill after that. But he caught a touchdown and ran one in. He really showed a difference there.
Am I crazy that I just kind of barely remember that game? You remember how awful it was in the first half, and then they kind of figure it out in the second half?
I mean, it was 6-6. It was 6-0 going into the fourth. Nothing.
Right. It was so bad.
And then they went off. And then he scored 2 touchdowns in the fourth quarter.
That was one of my worst football viewing experiences in a long time.
No, it wasn't fun.
It was pretty bad.
Yeah. Someone texts in, they win if they just score. to the point you were making, man.
I'm being generous giving them 9.
The Titans are going to have a hard time scoring points.
I'm being very generous to the Titans giving them 9 because they're at home. I'm being very kind. Unnecessarily so.
The 8-2 Broncos were in a fight to score in this game. Now, ultimately they did. But they were in a fight to score. And this team, I was going to say
they kind of suck too.
Yeah,
I know they're 8-2, but
all right,
they're not good.
For me, listen, the Texans will win if they just don't do stupid things to help the Titans.
Fair enough.
Just don't do stupid things.
Is there a number? Is there an over-under on stupid things that they can? Because I think they can get away with doing stupid things.
Well, I think they can get away with doing, depending on the stupid things.
Right. And like, the timing of it, probably.
Penalties, I think they can get. I think they can have 13, 14 penalties and win by 21 points. I think they could. Now,
I think they could lose the turnover battle and still win the
absolutely.
Game.
Absolutely. I look at this when I say stupid things is what the Chargers did. And again, the Chargers still were up by 10 in the fourth quarter. The Chargers kicked off the game by throwing a pick six to the Titans. And then the next time they punted, and then the Titans took it back. They scored 14 points by giving up a pick six and a punt return. Right? Just don't do. Like you did last week, don't do stupid things. Mm. Like throw a pick on the third play of the game and set up your defense, near the red zone. Don't fumble the kickoff and set your defense up in the red zone. I just don't do stupid things, and I don't think this thing is close. All right, Colin, what is your if the. The way that the Texans win, if they do what, Colin?
You kind of stole my point there, or I was stealing your point before I even realized. Just keep it simple.
Did.
No.
Stop stealing.
Get this right.
Keep it simple. No BS. I mean, just and maybe try a few things out. Get the young guys some reps. But there's really nothing more to it, man. I just don't want anything crazy to happen, much like that Carolina game a few years ago, where they had no business losing that game, but then for some reason they did. And it is what it is, but overall, the simple phrase "kiss," keep it simple, stupid.
Man, defense shows up; they should be able to moonwalk to a victory. Moonwalk
again. I cannot stress how much worse this Titans team is than that Panthers team that you're speaking of. This team is they're not only bad, but they're bad. And they got one hand on the rope.
Have the Texans played? I have to go back and look at this. Have the Texans played a worse team in the D'Amico Ryans era?
I don't think so.
I think this is the worst.
I think this is the worst.
Probably by a mile.
By a good margin.
Yeah.
By a good margin. Someone else texted in. Turnovers, they can't turn it over. I think they can turn it over.
They can turn it over.
Just not a bunch.
I think they can.
Times, yeah.
Yeah.
I got a hard time. All right, what did you say? Your score was what?
I got the Texans winning 28-9.
28-9. Colin, what's your prediction here?
I got them winning 24-10.
24-10.
Man, we're being really generous.
I think the Titans are going to get a pity touchdown at the end.
I just don't. Tyler has them 27-13. I mean, 13
is crazy.
If they score 13 or that 10 that you're talking, they score. I don't think they're going to score a touchdown. I'll be very disappointed.
That's why I had 9.
You're gonna be
and I was being generous with 3 field goal drives. But I don't think they get in the end zone.
13, Tyler?
No end zone action. 0.
And listen, I don't know who's kicking, but old Joey Sly, he was the one who kept missing those 40-yard field goals the first time they played.
You know what I hate, though? The fact that Tyler on this rough streak, 0-10 in his last 10 picks, right? Tyler, if he's picking them to score 13, that means that they're either going to score 0 or 30. Right. That means that the Titans are destined
13.
To either not score at all or to score 30 points against these Texans. One or the other.
He said
it's not going to be 13.
I got 27-3.
Okay.
The line right now is 5.5 underdogs. Yeah, the Titans are.
Yeah, I got.
If
I hammer the over.
If at any point past wherever it is that the Texans are able to go up by two scores, if this is a 5, 6, 7 point game, that is a disappointment. They should be up by two scores for as long as they are able to be up by two scores.
Brandon on YouTube and Twitch, 40-10. I think the touchdown's a little aggressive for the Titans, but yeah, this feels like the Ravens game to me. Right.
The over under, by the way, is 37.
I'd take the under on that.
37. What do I have? I got 27-9. So that's the under.
I just don't think they're going to be able to help you. 39-3 coming in from the text line. Someone texting, the Texans win if their plane doesn't crash. That's
fair
that's
enough.
A little morbid, but I hear
fair,
you.
Fair enough.
Again, yeah, they show up.
I like their chances. Knock on wood.
Yep.
Don't think the plane's going to crash. Think they'll win the game.
Some good people on that plane. Let's get in there safely.
Yeah. A lot of pressure on the pilot now that this has been put out in the air.
All right.
It's all good.
Real quick, T. Mill, his best bets. He's 0 for his last 10. You want to give him? You got him, Colin? It's just a Colin. I'll give him out real quick. Again, if you don't catch these, go to @TMillRealDeal. He'll tweet
at your
them
own
out.
Risk, by the way.
He's already tweeted them out. He's 0 for 10 in his last 2 days, so either maybe he's due or you can fade him. But Chargers at Jags, he's got the Chargers -2.5. Giants at Packers, he's got the Giants. They're +8. He likes the Giants to cover there. Commanders and Dolphins, he likes the under 47.5. I'm with you on that. Seahawks and Rams, he likes the under 48.5. I don't know about that. And then he loves the over, Texans at Titans, over 37. We'll see there. I don't know about that. All right. Brandon, great job filling in. Clint should be back on Monday. Colin, awesome job as well. Tyler should be back on Monday. And if they lose, Tyler, it's your ass. Thanks to everybody who showed up, who came out and hung out with us on this Football Friday. I am Ron, the show. As always, Houston, we love you, baby. All right, Colin, nice job, brother.